Turning the clock back on May 22nd, do you remember these sounds? That's Pac-Man, one of the most popular video games of the 80s. Pac-Man was released on this day in 1980. And it's the wedding anniversary of Jimmy and Jane Barnes, the Aussie rocker and Thailand-born stepdaughter of an Australian diplomat, total mismatch, were married on May 22nd, 1981.
He's my idol. He's my prince. There's no doubt.
Keep thinking how lucky and how blessed I am to have spent, you know, most of my life with this girl.
May 22nd birthdays, the head of the Katter Australia Party, Queensland member Bob Katter, is 75.
Might be warming, I don't know, but go out in the freezing cold tonight and put wire netting over you.
Elton John's longtime writing partner, Bernie Taupin, turns 70 today. Away from all of those songs with Elton John, Bernie also co-wrote this hit. House lead singer and chief songwriter, and in his words, chairman of the board, Ivor Davies turns 65. Aussie actor Gary Sweet is 63. He starred in The Sullivans and starred in a stack of Aussie TV series, including Bodyline, House Husbands, Police Rescue and Stingers.
I have some questions for you, Sean, regarding the disappearance of Sharon Paulson and Claire Waller.
Special birthday for supermodel Naomi Campbell. She's 50.
I never ever quit. I just would just take time out. And I think you have to take time out for yourself in life, period. You have to go and do the things you want to do.
And tennis's current world men's number one and the winner of 15 Grand Slam titles, Novak Djokovic, is 33.
He's got it. Extra energy. Extra life in Djokovic.
Finally, paying tribute to one of the all-time greatest actors, Lord Laurence Olivier, born on this day in 1907, died aged 82.
But to command, to check, to overbear such as are of better person than myself, I'll make my heaven to dream.
Remembering Lord Laurence Olivier on May 22nd.